This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica at 89.9 FM and webcasting at kcrw.com.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Here's a great practical joke to play on friends who don't know you that well. When the subject of Scientology comes up, and, you know, it does, wait a few moments for one of your friends to say something disparaging about it. And, you know, they will. And then fix him or her with an angry stare, plaster a forced smile on your face, and say in a falsely cheerful, irritated voice, "Do you know anything about Scientology? Have you read any of the literature?" And for the next 2 seconds or so, everyone will get really, really uncomfortable. And await a few painful moments, just until the moment someone is about to ask you, hey, are you saying that you're a... And then laugh and tell them you were kidding. And then say in a spooky voice, "Or was I?" And then say in a spookier voice, "Or wasn't I?" Now, this is really a roundabout way of saying that, for the record, I am not a Scientologist. I never have been. I'm not interested. Thank you. But, you know, live and let live is what I say. But to be honest, I've never been much for psychiatry or therapy either, which apparently I share with the Scientology community. I've never been to a therapist, and if I did go, I'd probably spend the hour lying in an attempt to be more entertaining and interesting. And also, I find it impossible to talk about, you know, sex at any time with anyone. But, you know, come to think of it, I've known and worked with a few prominent Scientologists in my career, and all of them, really, honestly now, all of them have been incredibly polite, incredibly considerate people. You know, we once offered a role to a very talented, funny Scientologist, and she wrote us a note, a nice one too, telling us how much she enjoyed the script, but that she really didn't want to jump back into a TV series right now. Now, see, I'm a WASP, and we'll tolerate any religion that includes the sacrament of the thank you note. So why the snickers and derision and spooky-voiced reaction to what is, let's be honest, an eccentric but not totally nutty set of beliefs that somehow leads actors to avoid drugs and to write thank you notes? I mean, sure, it's weird when you get really into it, but no one's ever really clearly explained the idea of the Holy Ghost to me either. And then there's the Great Flood and the Burning Bush, and don't get me started on why Good Friday is supposed to be so good. So maybe Tom Cruise, who used to have the office upstairs from me on the Paramount lot and who was, let me just say, incredibly polite and nice whenever I saw him, so maybe he's a little intense or tightly wound or believes that we're all descended from space aliens. I don't know. And maybe the Katie Holmes thing makes some of us uncomfortable in some non-specific way. I don't know. Maybe Scientology is what Christianity was in pre-Christian Rome, a creepy, disturbing, all-encompassing cult that irritated and infuriated the establishment. I mean, if there's one thing I know about L.A. in 2005, it's that it's not too different from ancient Rome. To me, Tom Cruise just seems like an intense, maybe eccentric, but polite guy who happens to have an intense, kind of eccentric religion in a town where that really isn't all that unusual. What is unusual, I think, is his incredible focus and incredible success. And if he credits that to Scientology, well, then maybe we should all become Scientologists. Okay, I've gone too far. Or have I? Or haven't I? Or have I? Or haven't I? Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll sweat the ratings. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.